Welcome to a special on-the-road edition of the Move IQ podcast, recorded in Liverpool at the Property Mark Conference. It's real insight from real experts from the places where it matters most. Let's get into it. So how would you describe demand in your local area so far in 2026? Are you seeing more people registering and booking than this time last year?
Yeah, I think it's really increased since Christmas. Things have really improved. From kind of 2025 for our local area, house prices were achieving maybe about 98% of asking price. Now it's changed about 99% for our area, so that's really good.
I think it's a buyer's market. I think sellers have to be realistic. But to be fair, we've had a really good start in January.
I think most of the agents in the area, and as a buying agent, I'm definitely seeing an increase in conversations, particularly them first few weeks in January when we opened. So, yeah.
Okay. So what does tenant demand look like in your local area right now? Are you still seeing multiple applicants for each property?
Yes, we are. It has stabilised a little bit, but on average now, you're probably looking at a dozen or more applicants per property. And, you know, that doesn't look like it's going to change in the short term.
So it's just relentless, if I'm honest, and it's just trying to find the good calibre of tenants, obviously making sure they meet that affordability to rent the properties and that landlords are happy with. So that is our biggest sort of task at the minute.
We're very lucky. In the Liverpool area, we have seen a big rise in the lettings industry. But especially over the last couple of years, we've seen a real increase in the market. And we've got loads of tenants that are looking to rent from us and also long term. So having those tenants for a long time means that we've got that investment opportunity for our landlords as well.
In your patch, are homes still achieving close to asking price, or are buyers negotiating harder compared to late 2025?
The biggest problem you got in the Stoke-on-Trent market at the moment is estate agents are chasing the business. And what they're doing is actually overpricing. You know, they're coming out and saying, house is worth 10,000 worth more than it's actually worth. Because it's overpriced, what we're seeing now is this flurry of sort of price reduction. And basically, if a property's been on the market for more than 6 to 8 weeks, it's like going into the supermarket and picking up stale bread.
It still remains sensitive, so pricing's always sensitive, but I think it comes back down to the agents being realistic when it comes to the asking prices. The more realistic you'll be, the more you'll get the buyer to invest, pay the money that the vendors are asking for.
Yeah.
I think if you price it too high, they just won't achieve it. So it goes back to that age old, get it right first time,
yeah.
Do your better, yeah?
It's funny that it happens that way around, because you often don't think that, but...
The vendors offering kind of, and this might go back to something that happened years ago, vendors used to want to stick 10, 20 grand on the price of a house with a view to negotiating somewhere in between, and that just doesn't exist anymore. Not that we're seeing anyway, so it's about pricing it right from the beginning.
So I think there is a definite sort of softness in the market at the moment where asking prices need to be more attuned to what buyers are expecting. They are negotiating a little bit harder than they used to. For agents out there, I think we need to get better at managing our sellers' expectations as regards those pricing.
So the reality is, in our area, in a 12-month period, 3,500 properties came to the market in a year, 1,800 sold, 35% reduced in price. When you look at those stats, that would seem to suggest you've got a 1 in 2 chance of selling, you've got more than a 1 in 3 chance of reducing your price.
And how easy is it for tenants to find a rental home in your local area at the moment? Would you say that supply of available properties has increased, or do you think it's tightened recently?
It's very tight. You find that you're putting a property on the market and it's gone within a couple of days, to the point where we are struggling to upkeep with mailing lists and registering tenants, you know, to inform them about upcoming properties, because by the time it's gone on, it's come off.
Definitely tightened. Yeah, there's definitely not enough rental properties. I think with all of the changes from tax changes to landlords, legislation changes, property prices specifically in our area are still rising. So landlords know that if they were to sell, they can get a good price for the house. So they're thinking, I'm just going to sell up. There's too much going on. And then that has a knock-on effect on the demand. So yeah, there's definitely not enough rental properties.
It's probably gone down a little because I think some of the landlords are still a bit unsure about the Renters' Rights Act. So we have seen a couple of landlords offloading their properties, which has meant that the supply isn't as good as it used to be.
Last year, you told us that if you knew a sale or letting agent was a qualified member of a professional body maintaining high industry standards, you would choose them over an agent who was not. Well, agents who are members of Property Mark are not only regulated, but qualified too. There are currently over 18,000 members right across the UK, all adhering to a strict code of conduct and membership rules. And that is why we at MoveIQ endorse what they do. To find your local agent, look for Property Mark and let them know I sent you.
So what's the level of housing stock like where you operate right now? Do buyers have plenty of choice, or would you say supply is still tight?
So there's a lot of investors that are offloading properties at the moment. So if you're wanting a two or a three bedroom property in certain areas, there's lots to choose from. So therefore, they're staying on the market for a lot longer. But for instance, if you want something over 1.5 million in Cumbria at the moment, there's not a lot to choose from.
Right.
And obviously people do prefer, as they do in the rest of the UK, houses that have been done to a certain standard. So they are still generating a lot of interest.
I think supply and demand is different depending on the time of year. When it comes to spring, it starts to increase a little bit, so competition's rife. But right now, I think there's plenty in the area. There's a lot of properties that are priced that are good for first-time buyers, maybe investors as well for us, but also the higher end shifting as well, so that's good.
I think supply of new properties sometimes feels a little bit tight, so the new and exciting stuff, but the stuff that's been on the market for a while that kind of gets passed around between different agents, there seems to be plenty of that. But the market speaks very early on that. Once they make up their mind, they're not going for it. They're always looking for what's new and what's better. So there is some stock coming through, and it is good stuff, but we always need more of it.
And how are rents behaving in your patch? Are they still rising? Are they levelling off? Or do you think they're starting to ease? For Liverpool, we're a little bit different to our Manchester branch. Our Manchester branch, as I'm sure you can imagine, the rent is increasing just because of how the market is over there. Liverpool is increasing, but not to the same level. We've seen our rent reviews happen each year anyway, and we do end up like putting, you know, 5% on, because we have that demand there. So it means that we can get our landlords to get as much profit as they possibly can from their property.
So I think we're seeing a different kind of market that we're moving into now, where everything's starting to calm down a little bit, and tenants are sort of saying, well, that's enough. I'm not paying that. This stops here, especially like when we're doing rent increases. We're having a lot more pushback from tenants now saying, I'm not willing to pay that, that's too much, which is the first time we're really seeing that. So yeah, I think tenants are wising up to it a little bit.
I would suggest that they've eased off a little bit now. There was a spike last year, but certainly now things have stabilised month on month. So yeah, not too bad.
So how long are sales taking at the moment in your local area, and what's the biggest factor, would you say, in slowing things down?
The land registry is definitely one of the factors, and sort of the actual process behind the conveyancing. So, you know, solicitors are more sluggish than they used to be. They will tell you that they're doing their very best to get them through on time. But they are also then dealing with local authorities, and the land registry just seems never to really have recovered from what happened at sort of COVID, where everything slowed down.
Basically, last year, I sold a property in 4 days.
Wow.
But it took 4 or 5 months for the conveyancing to go through. And conveyancing seems to have actually just totally gone on its own little slow conveyor belt, where it's going backwards rather than forwards. There needs to be a faster process than we've currently got. We need to reinvent the wheel somehow.
I think the whole of it is the organisational skills of a buyer, the motivation of a seller,
yeah.
The information backwards and forwards from the agent directing somebody, and then when it gets into the conveyancing process. Because if we're part of the transaction and the link goes, transaction ends.
Right.
So it's organisational skills.
Are you seeing any change in rent arrears or tenant affordability issues locally, or does the market feel relatively stable?
It's levelled out for us. Obviously, there are tenants out there that won't have the best credit reports and things like that, so it's just working with landlords that will sort of adapt to their situations, you know, because everybody's got difference of, affordability and I've had made silly mistakes in the past. It's just making sure that that landlord's comfortable with that tenant circumstances.
I wouldn't say more of an increase. We have the problem tenants, but I think tenants know now that they can't just not pay their rents. We have the ones that try, but I wouldn't say that we've seen a huge increase. What we have seen is a huge uptake of landlords taking out rent protection insurance. And I think that's because there's so much uncertainty that they're thinking, do you know what, I'll just pay 30 quid a month and I'll just protect it.
The market's fairly stable at the moment. We don't have a massive problem with arrears. There's always one or two, but in general, really quite good.
Well, thank you so much for your time.